Now a set of news about charity work. The renovation project for the Samaritans headquarters gets the planning go-ahead, while some local charities receive funding help from the local business Lovewell Blake, an unusual charity venture as jigsaws are collected. Volunteers are needed to keep the Eton Miniature Railway on the go, but sadly, vandals attack a book set venture in the city. A Lifeline Emotional Support Charity, which is a third of the way to a £750,000 renovation goal, has been given the green light by planners. Norwich Samaritans has supported people in distress or at risk from suicide from its St Stephen's Square base since its founding in 1964 and had applied to renovate its headquarters. Norwich City Council planners have now given the charity permission and, once funding is secured, it is hoped the works can be completed by 2024 to mark its 60th anniversary. The total cost of the works is estimated to be roughly £750,000, more than £250,000 already raised. The building suffers from damp and structural issues, and conversations have been ongoing for years over its next chapter. As well as securing the building's future, the work will expand the capacity of the branch, enabling it to take roughly 50% more calls. Norwich Samaritans is staffed by about 200 volunteers who answer calls on its 24-hour helpline and respond to letters, instant messages, emails and face-to-face visits from those in need. In 2019 alone, volunteers responded to almost 40,000 requests for help.
Groups in the Norwich area were among 15 community organisations across the region to share a combined windfall of £21,886 following the latest round of grants from Lovewell Blake's Community Fund, taking the amount given out in grants since the fund was founded 14 years ago to more than £320,000. The money was raised during the pandemic by staff and partners at the leading regional firm of chartered accountants and financial planners. A wide range of charities, voluntary groups and community organisations have received grants ranging from £500 to £2,000 to help deliver a variety of community activities. The recipients of the grants were chosen by a panel of Lovewell Blake staff, assisted by the Norfolk and Suffolk Community Foundations, which administer the Lovewell Blake Community Fund.
People are being urged to dig around in cupboards and the loft and donate their unwanted jigsaws to a city woman on a puzzle mission. Jigsaw sales surged in lockdown as many revelled in the nostalgia to lift the pandemic gloom. And now, Gail Durbin is collecting hordes of puzzles in aid of NR2 Community Skills Share and hopes to collect a staggering 1,000. NR2 Community Skills Share aims to improve life in the Vauxhall Street and Unthank Road area of Norwich and actively encourages people to learn from each other. Charity trustee and fundraiser organiser Gail already has 302 jigsaws of all shapes and sizes, including one 3,000-piece giant. Starting her collection just last month, she hopes that when she reaches her dizzying target, they will all be sold, with every penny of the profits being directly funnelled back into the charity.
It encompasses nostalgia and family fun, attracting thousands of people in the summer sun and Christmas holidays alike. But if more volunteers don't come forward, a popular and affordable park attraction may not be on offer to future generations. Eton Park Miniature Railway, run by around 40 volunteers from the Norwich and District Society of Model Engineers, aims to operate its steam, diesel and electric models every Sunday. Mark Rhodes, publicity officer, said, It is fun running the passenger railway for the public. People join our society for all sorts of reasons. It encompasses all sorts of hobbies, from clockmakers to railway engine building. Our railway volunteers are predominantly older, and getting involved isn't all about driving the trains. It's about maintaining the site, which includes cutting back a large hedge. The Society first started running model trains on a test track in Eaton Park in 1959. But it evolved, and in 2006 it opened up to passengers. Visitors can enjoy one lap of the 800-metre track on one of the Society's trains, which run at 6 miles an hour. In January, passenger numbers averaged between 300 and 400 each day it was running.
A community book swap has been destroyed after suspected arsonists set fire to the outdoor library less than a month after a previous attack. The old library wood off Rosary Road has once again been hit by vandals, which has seen its book swap incinerated. This follows a suspected arson attack on Wednesday, January the 26th, which saw all of its books left burnt on the ground. But this time the culprits, or culprits, also set alight to the library cabinet. Natalie Gray, an ITV Anglia broadcast reporter and local resident, said when she discovered what was left of the little library book swap on February the 14th, she was absolutely heartbroken. After the first attack, I was so overwhelmed by the amount of support we received, she said. The library was rebuilt and it was filled with new books. There were so many kind donations and offers to help. I'm just so upset that someone could do this again and destroy such a beautiful part of our community. The little library is cared for by the Old Library Wood Collective, a group of volunteers working to improve the area. It was launched in 2018 as part of their efforts to keep antisocial behaviour in the area at bay.